Daddy being Pokey. Yeah.
Five younger sisters. Lucy was the first one. Yes. Helen next. Margaret. And then later on, Edith and Betty. But Aunt Mary lived, Grandma, you know where Grandma's house was? Well, you'd remember it if you saw it. But across the street and over there was Aunt Mary's house.
Okay.
That was her sister. And Aunt Mary didn't have children. Uncle Max had by his first wife who died, and then he married Aunt Mary. Anyway, once a week or whatever, Grandma would take the four girls, the younger ones were not born yet, over to visit Aunt Mary for coffee. And they would put the girls at the kitchen table, and Aunt Mary and Grandma would go in the living room and have their coffee. And Margaret spilled her coffee on Aunt Mary's white tablecloth. Oh, you're going to kill me. And Helen said, we can fix that. And she got the sugar bowl and put it on top of the side. That was Helen.
They were gone by the time anybody noticed.
But that's what I'm saying. She was just a character. But I never really knew her because they were here once every 2 years to visit, you know.
Yeah.
And Wayne was... I was between Wayne and David.
Can you tell me real quick the story of how she met her husband?
Helen?
Yeah.
Papa and Grandma had the strawberry vines. They lived in Hanson. And Papa was the justice of the peace. And Grandma played the piano. And
this is Papa Engel.
Engel.
Yeah.
Somebody would come to get married. Papa would do whatever. Grandma would play the piano. And Daddy and the three girls right under him would stand outside on boxes so they could peep in and see. But they grew strawberries. And back in the day, they sent them by, they crated them and took them to Malco Factory, which is part of our, we bought that, it's behind the where our plant was.
Yeah.
And got it on the railroad, which was right there.
Right.
And shipped them everywhere. And Helen put a note in one of the cartons. My name is Helen Engel. I'm 17. I live in Hanson, Alabama. Whoever gets this, I'd love to have a pen pal. Well, Clarence's mother bought that crate and gave it to him, and they corresponded. And then, this was before telephone.
Yeah. You
know, just by mail.
And how old was he? Was he her age?
Yes, or maybe a year old. Mm-hmm. About that. But anyway, he saved enough money to send her bus fare to come up to in Jamestown, New York, and she never came home. Got up there, and they married, and.
She wow.
Back here. Yeah, it was
she went up by herself? They let her go by herself?
Well, she was 17 or whatever at the time. Yeah. But anyway, and that was a successful marriage.
And they somehow ended up in California?
Yeah. I can't remember how that happened, but I can't remember. I don't even know what Clarence did for a living. His parents lived out there. I remember
that. Okay. And tell me again, in order, the sisters were Lucy?
Is the first one. Helen. Margaret. And then 10 years later, Edith, and 2 years later, Betty.
Gotcha. Okay.